Okay, we're Simon Tzadik Dalid at Sif Vav. So again, just for memory purposes, Simon Tzadik Beis dealt with drops of milk that fall into meat, or meat that fall into milk, or in a pot. And Simon Tzadik Dalid, by and large, talked about a spoon of fleishiks that was put into milchiks, or the reverse. That was the first five sifim. Sivav talks about a new case. B'tzalim ayirakais shebluim mebasar. You have meat. Onions or vegetables, which have absorbed the taste of meat. Now this means real meat. It doesn't mean a naparnat. It means that you took the onion out of your chicken soup, or the carrot out of your chicken soup. So you have now yirakais that are blue in mebasar. Ubishlein bekedera cheleves. And you cook them in a milchik pot. Now this is a major problem, because the vegetable from a chicken soup is real fleishiks, or the potato from a cholent is real fleishiks. It really has blias of meat in it, or blias of chicken in it. And of course, if you're going to cook it in a milch kapat, you're going to have to kasha the milch kapat. The shaila here is, if there's shishim, if you took the carrot from the chicken soup and you put it into a vegetable soup, and the vegetable soup was pariv until you dropped in this carrot. So the carrot is fleishik and has the power to make the vegetable soup fleishik. The shaila is what it does to the pot. The vegetable soup is cooking in milchik pot, and you took the carrots from the chicken soup and you put it into this vegetable soup. If you know how much meat is absorbed in the vegetable, ein sar shishim el keneged habasar, then you need 60 against the basar. In other words, in my example, where you have a whole big pot of chicken soup and you have a carrot, so you take the carrot out and you place it into a vegetable soup in a milch kapat, the anishishim against the entire carrot, because they can have that much meat in the carrot, that much bleas of meat. So if there's shishim, then it's mutter. If there's no shishim, then the vegetable soup became fleishik, and the pot would have to be kashered. And this is nothing, so far it's nothing to do with chaticha nas nevela, right? Because now we're saying that the carrot was cooking in a whole lot of chicken, or a whole lot of meat, a cholent, and the blia could be the entire volume of the carrot.
Okay, well, in the case what you're saying, if you take out this carrot
now
and put
it
in a different
pot, that's like a tachlis chafir chaverim, no? 1 minute. I'll tell you a simpler case of chaticha nas nevela. The mechaber here is talking in a case where the carrot was only blia a small amount of meat. Small amount of meat fell onto this carrot, or onto this vegetable, whatever the vegetable may be. And let's say the carrot has a volume of 2 ounces, and the amount of bleas that went in were no more than 1 ounce of a blea of meat that went into the carrot. So now the shaila is, you take this carrot, a 2 ounce carrot that has 1 ounce of bleas of meat in it, and you put it into the second pot. Do you need shishim against the whole carrot? Or just shishim against the meat? So this would depend if you say chaticha nas nevela. If you say the whole carrot becomes flesh, then you need against the 2 ounces. If you don't say chaticha nas nevela, you only need against the meat. So the Mechaber here is telling us that we do not say chaticha nas nevela on heter. Right now it's just meat. It's not possible chalav. Right now it's plain meat that was beleya into the carrot. There's no concept of chaticha nas nevela, and therefore you would need shishim only against the amount of meat that went into the carrot. Now this is something which I think all the discussions we have, we assume this, that you say chaticha nas nevela only by iser, but this is the Maram Akum where the Mechaber teaches us the rule that a blia of meat into something else does not render the everything else fleishik. It's only the meat that's in it that becomes fleishik. And therefore, it's enough with shishim against the blia that's in the bli of meat that's in the carrot.
Is that a chiddush going to the mechaber? He doesn't hold of nasa veil b'shai surim either.
So that's a good point. That's a good point that that we'll see in a minute in the shach. That in the mechaber, it's not so much of a chiddush really. Why did the mechaber have to tell this to us? What's the chiddush? The mechaber never holds chaticha nasa nevela, even by shari surim. He only holds meat into milk, and milk into meat on nasa nevela. He doesn't hold that way by shari surim b'chlau. So really, in the mechaber shita, it's double pashit. Light us, it's pashit, because heter, you don't say nasa nevela. Like the mechaber, it's even more pashit. Mechaber never holds chaticha nasa nevela, only meat into milk into meat, which the shach in Chav Gimel will point out. Maybe we should see it now. Before you see the Ramah, let's see the Ramah first. The Ramah says, "On Sifav, the Loishayach Loimer Chaticha Atzman, Chaticha Nasus Nevela, Hayovadayin Kulei Heter." He explains Pshat in the Mechaber that there's no Chaticha Nasus Nevela by something that's Kulei Heter. V'chein Ein Sarch L'Shayach Rak Neged Masha Bala. Therefore, you only need Shishim against the Bliya. V'Koshkein B'Kedeva Shal Cholov Shebishlo Ba'Mayim Tech Meislais. Certainly, if something is a naparnat, meaning you cook water in a milchika pot within 24 hours, that water is a naparnat. Vakach mishlu babasar, and later you cook meat. Lo yamin and tzarach l'shar neged kol amayim. You don't say nitshishim against all the water. Rak neged cholav shabala b'kedeira hakedeira. Only against the milk that the kedeira was belaya. So if you have a pot that's belaya 1 ounce of milk, even if you cooked a whole lot of water or vegetables later, it doesn't add to the volume of basa or the volume of challah. That remains the same. There's no chaticha nas nevela by meat separately or by milk separately. And this mechaber amah is really quite pashut, and there's not a whole lot of pilpulim on the words of the mechaber the ramah. It's yisodistik, and it's relatively simple. But let's see Shachov Gimel, because he adds something. The first day of Shachov Gimel is Pashit, but then he adds something which is a not only a Chiddush, but so much of a Chiddush that it's hard for us to understand. Shachov Gimel, Bluim Abasa, Nirali, Deloy Osi Lafuke Shari Surim. Mechaber Shita doesn't mean to make a distinction between this and other Isurim, the Hosvir Olay, because the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber Shita is, Deloy Amir Chaticha Nas Nevela B'Shari Surim. The Chabad B'chlal doesn't hold, you know, you say Chaticha Nas Nevel. Elo Asa Lafuke B'tzolim, Shoyabalu and Kula Mechalav, Shabalu Achkach Basar. Kami Lafuke, if you would have a vegetable, which is Balea milk be'en, and meat be'en, the Loisagi B'samach Neger Abasar, that it's not enough Shishim against the meat, you would need Shishim against the meat, and Shishim against the milk. What?
It says that Salam is
something
which is
Harif. It's not Dafka Harif. He means here anything, any vegetable. Anything Harif.
He
does say Bitsalam, and it would be the same thing for anything, because here talking about Bliya Ben. Uladida and the Kaimalam Bechal Yisurim Chaticha Nas Nevela. We all the say Chaticha Nas Nevela by all Yisurim. Came Dafka, Biblu and Bibasa Dina Hachi. Then the Machaber Amar talking Dafka, some is Balea Heter. And now this is the first four lines. I'm not sure what the chiddush of these four lines is. It's an explanation. He makes the point to us, the mechaber sheet is, you never say nas nevela. But until this point, everything is pashit. The chiddush is in the next, in the tshuvas maharam lublin. Kasim tshuvas maharam lublin, simen chav ches, the im yesh samach neged basa habalu abibatel, that if you have shishim against the meat absorbed in the vegetable, oz af ha-botzel mutter, then even the vegetable is mutter. Now that's a tremendous chiddush. Here you have a vegetable is belaya meat, and you put it into a milchika pot. So we're saying that if the shishin can get it, the botzel is mutter. Af ha-pi shalay nimcha v'nismayich, even though it didn't melt into it, if it melted into it, nothing to talk about, it's botzel. Vein tzarch lafrisha, you don't have to pull out this carrot or onion. Avlam chotchu abotel besakin shel iser, but it's covered with fleshig anai. Fefuli yisamuch tzarch lahafrisha btsolim and atavshul ayidei sinon. You have to get the onions out. Oybin yinachiv and adefshu the kaimul and efshul sechdei os. So here, it's a little hard to understand what he's saying. And the words are easy, but to understand why is virtually impossible. What's he saying? That if I take an onion, I cut it with a fleshiga knife, I throw it into my milcha kapat, the things that are cooking, I have to get that onion out. Because that onion was beleya milk from the walls of the kedera, and it was beleya from my cutting it with a fleshiga knife. The onion is not kosher. The rest of the contents of the pot are 60 against the onion, they're mutter. But if it didn't melt into the soup, I have to strain the onions and get them out, because the little piece of onions, they're treif. You can't kasher food, right? We said many times. You can't take a piece of food and kasher it by putting it into 60 times as much water. So that I understand. But he says, in our case, where it was beleya meat, not through Dukkah de Sakina. It was beleya meat directly, and that beleya of meat. And that carrot, which has a beli of meat, I now threw into a soup in a milch kapat. Now, that carrot, even though I see it floating around, that carrot is treif. It has a beli of meat in it. And that has a beli of milk from the walls of the pot. So it's which is ben yaymai. So now, the chayrit should be treif. So he says, nope, that is mutter. That carrot is mutter. No, because he's talking by any vegetable, even a vegetable that's not sharp, is makel. And the question is, why be makel? We never had before that you could kasher food. We never had such an idea. Now, what?
We got a free heter.
A free heter, okay. Don't ask too many questions. So most of the achrayim who talk about this are at a loss to explain. The Kresi Uplesi, the Prima Gadim, the Aruch HaShulchan say that they have no clue why this should be so, why it should be mutter. And it's a very difficult tshuva to understand. There is a Chavis Das later in Simit Sadik Vav Sivkot Naleph who puts together Tzirufim to explain this. That if you combine the shita efshel sefte is mutter, and you take that together with the fact that here it's only hetera bala, and it's sat in the pot for a long time, he's mitzaref a bunch of tzerufin to be mekel to explain this shita. But not so easy to understand.
We
cut the onion with a... No, I mean in the other case, you cut it with a fleshiga knife. Well, here it says it's called this sakin, but sakin show iser. He says iser. I'm sorry. He says treif. He's talking about treif. He's not talking. I misspoke. I said fleshig. He's talking about sakin show iser. Yeah. Yeah. So then you certainly have to get it out. In our case, it was the lamb meat, and then it was put into a pot with milk, a milk kapat. So originally it was Balea Heter. The problem is that now it should become Isser in the pot. Because there may be shishim against the meat, but the carrot itself has the meat itself.
But you have
a nut
for a
nut,
where you cut it with a knife.
Of
Isser?
Yeah, if you have a carrot that was cooked in a flesh sugar powder, cut with a flesh sugar knife, if you're saying that by not, by Dukhya Sakina, and then you throw it in, then you're right, then it'll be not by not, it's never also be the other. Yeah. But all right, there's something of a problem, this Maram Lublin, but okay. I assume we don't pass in this way, or everybody's met to me on this shita. All right, so this is a relatively simple sif. The Maram Lublin is difficult, but the difficulty is also, in a sense, simple. So at least all the paiskim seem to agree that it's problematic. There's just one question before we move on to Sif Zion. What would be the din if it was... Read the sif again. You have vegetables that are beleya basar. Vegetables that have a beleya basar. The case here is you cooked it in the milch kapat. You threw it into a par of a soup, it's cooking in a milch kapat. So he said Shishim is enough to be matir. Why doesn't it say a bigger chiddush if you throw it into milk? You have a vegetable that's belay, a 2 ounce vegetable that has a bli of 1 ounce of flesh. And now you throw this vegetable into a pot of milk that's cooking on the pot, that's shishim against the carrot. L'chayre then also, ain't sar samach al kineged avasar. L'chayre then also, the mechaber should hold that you only need shishim against the amount of meat. So l'chayre it should be true even for milk ben, which would be a far greater chiddush than what it says here, which we don't even see as we have a hard time understanding what the chiddush is. So Rabbi Kiva Eger talks about this. Here, the piece that begins, Sivvav u'bishlam b'kedera l'chayleves. So he says, l'chayra yanira debidikduk nakat kein. The mechaber was medagdek in writing. He says, v'loy nakat u'bishlam b'chalav. He didn't say an example that you cooked it with milk. Ela demayri b'kedera shalchalav. It's only talking about a milk kapat. Aval ein chalav b'kedera, but no milk. Ela davar acher, something pariv. So since you threw it into a soup, shishim helps keneged abasar. The gam habitzolim atzma mutter, and so too the onions are mutter. The leka chashash the tamcholam nichnas v'bitzolim, the nesu habitzolim, the gam yesu achke kachatavshul, the main shishim neged kol habitzolim. Why don't we say milk goes into the carrot or into the onion, becomes isser and comes back out? Because in this case, where you're putting a carrot into a vegetable soup in a milk pot, there is no milk in the pot. It's only naparnat in the pot. Naparnat never asers. It's only aser if there's no sheet to shishim av sheet to samachaber. The hacha aser the bitzolim lamayim loy nikri bapanak even loy haya belua bekli. Something that goes through a vegetable, not through a kli, loy niklash. So till here he's explaining the mechaber. Now, avol, bebishlam b'chalav, if you have the same exact case, you have a carrot that cooked with meat, and now you threw it into a pot of milk, yishlemed by shishim neged kol habitzolim, then it won't be enough shishim against the meat that's absorbed in the vegetable. Why? The cholav nichnas b'saychay v'nas nevelon. In the carrot itself, which has meat, milk will now go in, and in the carrot it's nasa nevela, v'hadar yaitse v'oiser, and now it's going to aser. V'chem ha-betzal nishru v'isura. So we have to concentrate here to follow. I have a carrot, a 2 ounce carrot that has 1 ounce of meat, bleus inside. I take this, I put it into a pot of cooking milk. Chalila. Rabbi puts it in. So what happens now? Well, first glance, I say, well, I need shishim only against the meat. There shouldn't be any problem. So, Rabbi Kiva Eger, no. Because that carrot will retain its 1 ounce of meat. And now milk goes into the carrot. And since we say you can't kasher food, so the carrot will always have a greater amount of meat bleus in it. Even though the shishim connected it, the carrot itself has meat bleus forever. The milk that goes into the carrot now will make the whole carrot be chaticha nasa nevela. That carrot will all be treif. And memela, that's going to aser, you'll need shishim against the entire carrot. The whole carrot now is a chaticha disura. And you'll need shishim against the entire carrot. This is how the mechaber, the Rebbe Kiva Eger is explaining the diuk in the mechaber, that you would need shishim against the entire vegetable. He says, however, Ach, medivri maram lublin, loy mashbekein. The maram lublin that we just read in the shach, which we don't fully understand, maram lublin seemed to say that the carrot doesn't retain its meat. He said the carrot becomes heter. So he seems to hold that it's efshel asaychde on this carrot, that the meat goes out evenly into the whole pot. No, if the meat and the carrot goes everywhere evenly, and the shishim against it, then there's no chaticha nas nevel on the carrot. So according to that Maram Lublin, the charedi should be a heter. But lididan, that we always naman, that you can't kasher a food. So that food always retains the mitzias, a greater connection to the bliya meat that's in it. So there the cholav goes in and it lasts the entire carrot.
Isn't the Kibaga agreeing to the Ramulvin in the beginning, except that it's all the Mutter?
He's saying, he mentions Taitavar that the B'tzalim are going to be mutter. He's agreeing with the Ram Lublin. I mean, why he says it earlier.
And then he says, if, maybe the dying of Lashon, Lashon is not my friend,
but it sounds like he agrees with it. No, because here he said, Gama B'tzalim Atzma Mutter. He means that the Batzel has 1 ounce of meat, and it's a 2 ounce Batzel. So he means that ounce of Batzel, which is pure Batzel, doesn't become Nasa Isser. That should ask the rest of the pack. He didn't mean to get into the Ram Lublin Shaila about whether you could eat it, you could eat it afterwards. At that point, he was just talking about measuring. He's making a distinction between a blia of milk be'en and a blia when it goes into a nap or nap. So they're saying the betzolin themselves are heter. It's just the meat in them that's the problem. A shekem, you put it in milk, with the whole bottle becomes nasa nevela.
Would you say
that
Ram Lublin talking about they cooked it in milk or just
milk kapat?
The time of the
cholov
that goes into the pot is a
nap or not. But the hetera. Yeah, but the time of the cholov that goes straight into the carrot is going to be nap or not
the surah. So the Gibbon makes a distinction between whether you cooked it in water or cooked it in milk. Because
if you cook it in water, the Vegas saying about the
Batzel
is from
water.
If you cook it in milk, then it'll be awesome.
And then, but that'll come to Ram Lublin. So it seems that here, here's the case of Ram Lublin that he cooked it in milk. But where the Sharpin is, that. The Ram Lublin cooked it in water. The Gibbon
saying, if you cook it in water, the onion will be awesome. I mean, he understands the Ram Lublin, even if you cooked it in milk.
Yeah, because then he said, but if you cooked it in milk, the onion will be awesome.
What I understand, he's saying this. Ram Lublin is talking about cooked it in water, but he says b'mitzias that the blia of meat that's in the carrot is going to spread in the entire pot totally. It's going to spread all over. That's the mitzias. Now, mitzias will be true whether it's milk or water. If that mitzias is true, then there's no chatichanas nevela in the carrot because the carrot is the same as the rest of the pot. And it's pasha bekulai. So that's why he's saying, according to Ram Lublin, that the that the Rablin who holds that the Bliya spreads, it's mutter, so then the carrot is mutter before, and the carrot should be mutter here also. That's what he's saying.
What
who makes? First, the Kivagin Svara makes a chilik. That chilik is based on the assumption that the Bliya of Basa stays in the vegetable even when there's shishim in the rest of the pot. That's what it's based on. Because that's how the vegetable is chatichanas nevela, and then you shishim against the whole vegetable. But it's all based on the assumption that we always take on in Yaradeya, that lo yadina kama nafik minei, and we say that the bliya stays in the carrot. But according to Ram Lublin, who doesn't say the bliya stays in the carrot, so you have something of an issue that the bliya does stay in the carrot, it spreads all over. So if you cook it in milk, the mitzvah should be the same. It spreads all over, and if it spreads all over, then the carrot should be mutter, even in milk.
Just summarizing up the three things, the carrot, the contents, and the pot itself. So the carrot, obviously, no matter how you cut this heter here, you still have to get rid of it. The contents, as long as it's shishim, though, it should be okay. Even against the whole carrot, you know.
If the shishim, then the contents are okay.
And similarly for the pot.
If the shishim against the whole carrot, there's no issue. The entire issue here, in this sif, do you need shishim against the whole carrot, or just shishim against the bliya of basar in the carrot? That's the entire discussion. You're right. If you would have shishim against the whole carrot, it would be mutter in all cases.
And the pot itself.
If the food is mutter, the pot is mutter.
But if you don't have the shishim against the whole carrot, then the pot has to be kosher again also.
That depends if you need shishim against the whole carrot or shishim against the bliya.
No, let's say it's not enough. If whatever is not shishim, whatever.
If the food is awesome, the pot is awesome. Yeah.
We mentioned elsewhere that one shishim may not be enough because it keeps on going in and out. And then
yeah, we talked about it in the case of a bli in a pot. It's a complicated. We talked about makusher, the idea.
Would it apply
to
the carrot?
Lamaisa, no. The question is why. I don't want to get into it now. It's even though people got me here does mention it.
What happens is this, the pot, we're talking about milk. What happens is it's mixed with water, it's a soup. There's a bit of milk in it and the rest. So you also say shishim
just the milk,
or give the whole part with the
soup? No, just the milk. It's true, if the milk itself, there was a concept of shir hamaduma, which means that if I have a soup and it's only 10% actually milk, then when I measure this milk against anything else, it's only 10% milchiks. In this particular case, it doesn't matter all that much, because here that's the greater amount, it's the lesser amount in the carrot. So we're going to use shishim against what's in the carrot. But in the case where we're making afkamina,
in your case, you're killing it in the beginning.
If the carrot touches the pot itself, the way we understand, the carrot should get a blia straight from the pot, and it should be isur. The way, because napanat isura. The way Maram Lublin understands, it's not that way. Now we're not sure exactly why the Maram Lublin takes that on. But when you say that it's mutter, you mean the betzalim. When he says the lashon gamma betzalim atzma mutter, right. Now, the point that you're making, which I think is maybe what Gershom meant to make before, is let's see. Let me just speak it out. I'm thinking out loud. If we say the carrot itself is aser, as everybody prays the plesi and the prima gun, everyone seems to assume the carrot itself remains aser. So why is the carrot isser? Because it has a blia of milk from the pot that went into the carrot, and the carrot itself has flesh in it. Now, we're still not saying that the whole carrot is chaticha nas nevelon, because then you need shishim against the whole carrot. So the question is why? If you don't hold like the Maram Lublin, and you hold that the carrot itself remains isser, so why does the carrot itself remain isser? It's Mamanav Shach. If it only got a bli of a naparnat, so naparnat, according at least to certainly according to the Mechaber, but even the Didan doesn't ask about the Evet. A naparnat with, if you would have water that you cooked, if you have a vegetable soup, you cooked a milk kapat, and meat fell in, it would not be also the Evet. So why should the carrot be also? So I'm saying the carrot is also, the bli goes straight into the carrot. If the bli goes straight into the carrot, you're saying that we should say chaticha nas nevela. And the whole carrot should be nas nevel. You should need shishim against the whole carrot. That seems to be what you're saying. You have to. That's the question. I think at least reformulated the way what everybody's been asking. Is that what you meant to ask before? That if the carrot becomes this, or you should need shishim against the whole carrot.
Right. The maximum amount is the volume of the carrot.
The maximum amount
of
is the volume of the carrot.
The volume, not because the carrot passes the veil. The carrot is still hidden, but if you could extract all the isur out of the carrot is fine. But we don't know how much.
That's true. That's true. That's true. But it doesn't answer the problem, does it? It's true. It's true. But still, it's the way we pass on the waste in Yeridaya. And since we never measure how much went in, unless we know exactly what went in, but we always measure the maximum that could have gone in.
So.
And I just would like to answer that question. I mean, unless you're talking about the same question. The question is that the carrot should be chetich nas nevela, even in the Mechaber's case. They should need shishim against the entire carrot.
I'm only asking
but you're asking manav shach. If it doesn't get a bliya straight from the pot, so, in other words, if the bliya only comes through a naparnat, through the water, so then the carrot should be mutter. It's a flesh of a carrot that has an upper knot, so you're allowed to eat it. Elamai, we're saying the carrot is awesome. It's flesh, it's a flesh of a carrot. Yeah, you have to take it out as a flesh of a carrot. And what?
What is the
Chesh Maram Lublin is that it doesn't become treif. We understand that the carrot itself should become treif because it has a blia of meat and a blia of milk. And in the carrot itself, there's no shishim. Now, you're right that if the blia of the milk only came after it went through the water of the pot, it would be an aparanat. The carrot couldn't be asur. So, elamai, we're choshed that the... What? Mechabes case, no, it goes directly in. It goes directly in. If I have a, if I take a potato from my cholent and somebody was to cook it in the milk kapat, I wouldn't say it's a naparnat. I'd say the blia one.
But the milk is a naparnat.
The potato is fleishig.
It has a naparnat of meat and a naparnat of milk.
But it becomes Isser. That's Naparnat Isura. It's not Naparnat Atera. Because the Naparnat comes straight into the potato and it becomes a Naparnat Isura. Assuming the Blia can go straight in, which it does. So the question is why we would say here. I'm not sure how to answer the question. The question is a good question. That if you don't accept Amram Lublin, as most of the Paiskim here don't accept Amram Lublin, that the carrot could become heter, why don't we say that the carrot is chaticha nasa nevela, because it's an aparnat that went in, and then you should need shishim against the entire carrot? I'm not sure how to answer the question.
Right,
of milk, but it's so, naparnat isura, naparnat
itaira. But it doesn't come in the veil until those two pound of meat.
As soon as it gets into the carrot, it's isura, though. As soon as it gets into the carrot, it's naparnat isura. The blia comes from the wall into the carrot. Just like it goes into the water, it goes into the carrot. And when it goes into the carrot, it should be naparnat isura.
The tam of the meat was bottled already in the pot, wasn't it?
So for the rest of the pot, the tam of the meat was bottled. But in this carrot itself. If there's nas in the veil, you should need shishim. Well, what's Rabbi Kivega's case? You put it into milk, and there's shishim in the pot against the meat. So the time of the meat is buffalo in the rest of the pot, but still, since milk goes into the carrot, it makes a nas in the veil, and then you need shishim against the whole carrot. So you also need shishim against the whole thing. The question is a good question.
You throw out the carrot immediately.
If you... It would be possible to pull it out fast enough. It would be true. I don't think we know how to. I don't think we can judge how fast it is. It has to get the blia, become nas nevela, and be maflit. The ikar din is if it's bubbling and you pull it out before it stops bubbling. So we say while it's bubbling, it's busy being balea, not maflit. But we don't have such a thing in halacha. We don't have. Right.
According to the Maharam, you'd only need
59 or 58?
No.
Why 58?
What you said. You said the carrot is 3 and
the
carrot is 2.
My example is 2, but alright. The carrot itself should be 1.
Should be in to the water.
That's right. It's not asking the veil, so the carrot itself should count. Machinami. Okay, good. Okay. Maybe that'll be an explanation of the Maram Lublin that the meat only gets it only gets into the carrot through a naparnat, and that's why it's mutter. I don't know. That's not the explanation that that the Mefarshim here on Matmiya understand. Maybe it's a it's an approach. Well, that's the case. The case is the shishim. So apparently, it's with other liquids. Let's see how the Shirinah Prima Gadim deals with it.
The
I'll read you the language of the Prima Gadda. Mashahita maram lublin habitzalim, kasha, v'kresi plesi oisir habitzalim ayin sham. He doesn't explain. Oh, but he does ask the kasha that you were asking earlier. Okay, he does ask the kasha as follows. This gets to something complicated in Yeridaya. Let's review something that we spoke about in Tzadik Beis. In Tzadik Beis, we were introduced to the idea of Mekusher. Mekusher is the idea that everything in a pot is Mekusher in the sense that we can't consider it one long act of cooking. The example of Mekusher was the Trumas HaDeshen, you have a Fleishiger pot and you're cooking milk. Now let's say that there is shishim against the pot. All right, we never have shishim against the pot itself, but let's say I know the pot only absorbed 2 ounces of meat, and now I'm cooking milk in this pot. So if I have shishim, everything's mutter. The Prima Gadda, the Trumas HaDeshen asked, why is it mutter? In the pot, there are 2 ounces of meat. Some milk goes into the pot, it's chaticha nas nevela in the walls, and it comes out. So even though I only have 2 ounces of meat in the walls of the pot, now that ounces of milk are going in, another 10 ounces of milk are going into the walls of the pot, now the walls of the pot contain 10 ounces of milk and 2 ounces of meat, and in the walls of the pot it's nasa nevela, and now it comes back into the milk, it should aser. That was the kasha that we discussed then. And this is a general kasha on all cases of bitl b'shishim in a pot, that every single case we have shishim against the pot, or shishim against the spoon for that matter, that every single case shishim shouldn't work by basa b'chalam. Because let's say I take a fleishiger spoon and I put it into the milk. The milk that goes in is nasa nevela, comes out. Milk goes in, is nasa nevela, comes out. Constantly, I'm creating more and more iser as the bleias flow. So in that, the Trumas HaDeshen said, and we discussed then, that there's a concept of Mekusher. Mekusher means it's all tied together, which tells us that we don't look at things as it's cooking in the pot. One step stop, another step stop. No, the bleias are constantly mixing, and it's all one big mixture of everything, and if you have shishim, that's good enough. You don't say, it stopped, it became nas nevela, it came back out. We don't say such a concept, especially because chaticha nas nevela on bleias is L'kuli Alma is only a drabanan, even by Basa B'chala. And therefore, bleias in the pot, with they're both bleias and milk and meat. And therefore, there was this idea of Mekusher. That was our old discussion. Now, we're going to go a step further to our present discussion. And I admit this is a complicated issue, but I'm bringing it up because it's brought up here in the context of our discussion. The concept of Mekusher was said by a pot, by Kalim. L'chayra, we should have exactly the same cheshbin by food. I have a carrot that absorbs meat. I'm putting it into a pot that has many times shishim. So we're saying, let's say shishim is the whole carrot. So we're saying everything in the pot is mutter. That everybody who starts here a day knows that if you have shishim in the milk against the meat, that's certainly mutter. Now, if it's a liquid drop of milk that fell into chicken soup, or a drop of chicken fell into milk, I understand it spreads, it's batel b'shishim. But if it's a vegetable, or even a piece of meat, that fell in, and there's shishim, why does the shishim help? Let's have the same kasha, that the bliya goes into the meat. In the meat, it's nas nevela. There, the nas nevela is a real nas nevela, it's their isa. And then it comes back out. Milk goes in, milk comes out. Constantly, milk is becoming nas nevela, coming back out. And now, you'll never have shishim, because it'll constantly go in and come out, go in and come out, and it'll always be aser. Why don't we say such an idea every time milk falls into meat? And certainly, the kasha is lav dafka milk into meat, but even a vegetable that has a bliya of milk that falls into meat, or has a bliya of meat and falls into milk. So this is the kasha that the Prima Gadda asks here, which is something similar to what Rabbi Akiva Eiger is bringing up, that this carrot, when it falls in, the carrot has 1 ounce of meat, falls in. Why don't we say, if the carrot is Isser, so when the carrot becomes Isser, because of however it becomes Isser, call it a napadat Isser, like I said, that it becomes Isser, now it's nishishim against the whole carrot. Whatever became Isser in this cooking, should asavaita. So the Prima Gadim, independent of the Maram Lublin, this is before he talks about the Maram Lublin, he addresses this. Also, there's a very brief style, so you'll have to try to catch every word. Was that Chaf? Was it Chaf Dalad? Chaf Gimel, I'm sorry. Li yesh kan iyun. He says, I have something to think about. Lefi masha mechalak ha-tshuma sadeh ha-shem kuf pe gimel. Bene hi dechulun kuf ches, cholov nevela, bekadeira, demuchubar ma'aychol, havakaychol. Ey masha b'gair mitzarif ayin sham, hey Dave. Couldn't figure out this tshuma sadeh ha-shem from the words of the Prima Gadim. He refers to it very briefly, hevesi b'sim in tzadik beis, where we taka discussed it. Tzadik dalet, kam b'shach, lois dalet, ken kashen. Amai loy neima, cholov ha-nichnes b'vitzolam nas nevela. The bli of milk from the pot that goes into the bitzalim becomes iser. V'istarach samach neged kol abotzel afla mechaber mitrei tami. Now you should need shishim against the entire botzel. Now that the milk goes into the vegetable, so now you have meat in the vegetable, milk in the vegetable, and now you should need shishim against the entire vegetable. You should have a tikkun asnevel. That's his kasha. It's a somewhat complicated kasha. But did you follow what he's saying? I think it's something similar to Rabbi Kivager saying when it's real milk. He's saying that the carrot itself should be nas and avela. Shavrisi crazy crazy hergish bezeb it's sarach leimer. Given the mim b'minei b'raim and atayr midrabban and nas avela lo yichmiru kol kach. He says again in a few words the following. I'll try to explain it once, and it's a little technical, but this is the Prima Gadim's teretz, which I think he says in more than one place. What are we worried about? I have every single situation of this problem where in the same cooking, blias are going to go in and come out. That should be nas nevela. And this, like the mechaber, is only by basa mechalov. L'didan would be anything treif. Anytime you have something treif that falls into a pot of heter and it's bottle b'shishin, you have the same kasha. I have a 1 ounce tray for food, any type of tray, just pick your nevela or whatever it is. It falls into a pot of 100 ounces. So everyone knows that it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Why don't I say a blia went in, became nas nevela, came out. Another blia went in, became nas nevela, came out. And there are many, many ounces of this. So he says, because this whole mitzias is always min b'minai. It's always going to be a case of min b'minai. So what are we concerned? That the contents of the pot go into this carrot and come back out into the pot. Go in and come out. It's always going to be a case of min b'minai. Because that's the whole hechatimtza of this kasha is a min b'minai case. Because we're saying the blias of the pot go in, come out, constantly. Well, they go in, come out constantly. Then, it's always going to be min b'minai. Min b'minai, remember, it really is only batul b'raiv min ha-tayra. The shishim is only a derabanan. In this case, there's no gezeira, because it'll never happen by min be'enei minai, this particular type of hefa timtza. And lo yichmiru kokat, they weren't machmir to require shishin, it's enough raiv, and that much we can assume that raiv remains hater. And that's the reason that he's makel on the contents of the pot in this case. Okay, it's quite complicated, and I think we're going to leave it at that for now. Getting back to the Shulchan Aruch itself, aside from this kasha, I start off by saying it's a very simple sif, and we're going to move on. So we will move on. The halacha in the sif is relatively simple. The complication is a kasha. The kasha needs an answer, but the halacha I think we're familiar with.
You don't say that Mekush wouldn't apply. It's not using Mekush.
Mekush is only by Kalem.
Only
by
Kalem.
And therefore what? And therefore, normally you make a gezeira, lach b'lach, min b'minah. Right? So he's saying, in this case, we don't make a gzeira because it's a gzeira mimbina to ein aminai, and this particular situation is uniquely a mimbina situation, and therefore we're not guys. Okay.
Well, are we talking about boiling? The
guy
fall down when the water is boiling.
No, it's hot. It doesn't have to be boiling. It's hot. It's not after boiling. Okay, let's move on to Siv Zayin. New case. All right, Duchy the Sakina. The main situation of Duchy the Sakina we're going to have later. Let me just remind you what the rules of Duchy the Sakina are. The dinim of Duchy the Sakina are primarily in Tzadik Vav, which hopefully we'll still get to this year. The rules of Duchy the Sakina, which we discussed, is that when you cut with a knife, it's much more chomor than kelim that touch. Kelim that touch, we have an old rule that cold doesn't do anything. And Duchy the Sakina is different. We know about Duchy the Sakina, we know two things. We know that when you cut a sharp food with Duchy the Sakina, you cut it of a charif, that a bliya goes, even though it's cold, that something like a bliya goes, but only goes kedei netila. Now kedei netila is ivi etzba. You have to take off a thickness of an etzba in the thing that you cut. So if you cut an onion with a flesh of a knife, then that onion has ivi etzba, which is about 9/10 of an inch, which is fleshic on both sides of the cut. And the rest of the onion, if you want to cut that off with the power of a knife and use the rest of the onion for power, that's fine. That is the simple halacha of Duchy the Sakina by a Dover Charif. Duchy the Sakina by a Dover Kosha, by something that's hard. So there we say that you need Kedei Klipa. Now, Kedei Klipa is not Kedei Netila. Kedei Klipa is the thinnest possible Klipa that you can take off that would stay together as a Klipa. So it's a very thin layer that by Dover Kosha that becomes Aser. And there too, even if it's cold. Even if it's cold, by a Sakin, a knife has this unique idea that a knife Asers. Why? What's different about a knife? So Chazal have an expression, Shamnunis Karish Al Panav. That this fat along its surface, which we wonder about, I mean the Paiskim as well, what exactly it means, Shamnunish Karish Al Panav. Now I know that if you take a knife in the dormitory and you would run your finger along it, you, even though it may look pretty clean, when you run your finger on it, the grease becomes obvious. And that's true. The question is, what about our knives? You have stainless steel knives. We wash them with soap and hot water. Do we say Duchy the Sakina on such a knife? It's certainly not clear that there's a heter. And today, Poskim have different opinions on the matter. There is a shach on Duchy the Sakina. It's a maramok and people are not so familiar with because it's Shaloi Bim Kaimai. It's in Hilchos Shtita. The first place the Sakina is mentioned is when you, the question of a person shechting with a trefa knife. And there the Shach in Siman Yud, of Katan Vav, mentions words which seems to say that Duchy the Sakina is a thin blia. It's not only be'en in the knife, but it's a thin blia in the knife that it goes in. He says, Sakin ben yayme, afil nira le'en shunaki, even to the eye it looks clean, mekol shuman, v'shachat ba, and you used it. Tzarech klipa. Kedemashma das tesis v'arash v'smag. V'smag v'gos maimini. Eshigam harajim maidu l'zeh tamah. Kibin shu ben yayme b'leya beis hashchita mashe b'klipa sasakin. That it's b'leya what's in the klipa of the sakin. Avagav den kayach b'chayim beis hashchita v'haflit b'leish sasakin. Normally the beis hashchita we don't take a tek out of b'leya. B'lahachi mahani ni'itza. Yud pamin b'karaka kasha. He says that there's a thin layer of blia, which if you stick in the ground 10 times and pack ground 10 times in and out, so then that's that becomes mutter. That sort of can blia comes off. So I'll tell you before we start that I'm not sure exactly the physical metzias of Duchy the Sakina and whether it helps. When I learned Yeredeber of Palm, he told us that it's questionable if cleaning it with steel wool works, because Chazal said ni'itza 10 times. Do I see a difference in ni'itza 5 times and ni'itza 10 times? I don't see, but Chazal said ni'itza 10 times. So you have a Kabbalah nitza 10 times, and it stays with that. In later years, Rav Palm said over a heter to shame someone else that he said that if you wash it with steel wool and hot water, that it's good enough. Now, steel wool is dafka, lav dafka. But he would say he said a heter, unless he taught a heter, he taught it to shame one of the other rabbeim in the yeshiva, but apparently he was more nice to lahakol. So I'm telling you, I'm not sure at what point a knife. So we'll talk as if all knives have a problem, unless you do nitza bakarka. And I agree, if it's clean, it may be different. As a matter of fact, we'll see here in the hopefully in the Lashon Hashach as well.
Now,
So we're going to learn now. It's true, what I read to you was only a Lashon of a Ben Yaimai. What we're going to learn now is that's an issue even by an Eina Ben Yaimai. Now, you may be right that the Chumrah of a Bliya is only a Ben Yaimai. By an Eina Ben Yaimai, I'm not concerned about a Bliya, I'm just concerned about Shamunis Tochaponim, I'm concerned about the N on the surface of the knife. So we'll leave to judge that. We're going to learn now this halacha, which tells us the din of Eina Ben Yaimai by a knife. And we're going to learn a third din of Duchlis Akina. Besides Dover Kosher, which needs Klipa, and Dover Harif, which needs Netila, we're going to learn a third din of Duchlis Akina. Yeah.
If it's Eina Ben Yaimai, and we're worried about Shamunis, isn't it easy, Eshu Avar, hit boiling water, dip the knife, and look at the top of the water. Is there anything there?
Maybe it stayed on the knife. It didn't come into the water. Maybe it dissipated. You know, Madoch, the test, Chazal say, we say in Anubikiyim, so we're going to start with our own tests. I don't know, it's odd.
It's not possible they didn't know how to do that. Yeah. They didn't have steel wool to rot it, but
yeah.
It's one easy.
Okay, I can't answer that. To make tests, in theory, it's correct. The Lamaisa, we don't do our own tests against something that says a Shulchan Aruch. Right. No, we talked about now if you cleaned it with steel, and now you're cutting something, whether you still say Duk the Sakina. That was the issue.
Is Sakina Davka, or what happens when you cut with a fork?
Sakina is Lav Davka, a fork. If you stick a fork into a Dava Kasha or into a Dava Harf, it's exactly the same thing. Anything that requires pressure to insert it. And let's turn to Machaber, and you'll see where this comes. If it requires pressure to insert, it's exactly the same. Yeah.
But what about our forks?
What?
Our forks.
Well, if you eat rice with a fork, there's no different sakina. If you take a fork and you pick up a roast beef that was cooking, you stick it in and pick it up, you got to put pressure to put it in, then that would be different sakina.
And if you eat a piece of steak,
and you cut it with the fork.
If it requires pressure to insert it, then it's different sakina. Depends on the case. Sif Zayin. The Ramah here does not change anything Mechaber says, so we're going to stick with the Mechaber for today. Basa Reisea Shechot Chai B'sakin Chai Levis. Hot meat that was cut with a milchika knife. Now here we're talking about hot meat that was cut with a milchika knife. Kol HaChaticha Asura Im Ein Bashishim Keneged Mokim HaSakin Shechot HaChabasar. Then this knife can answer the whole piece of meat unless it has 60 in the place of the knife where you cut the meat. Avol. Now the Mechaber doesn't hold Chamik Tzaseh Cham Kulay. It says only the part of the knife that touched the meat, the part of the knife that didn't touch the meat, that we don't say is Beleya into the meat. Avol Me'ene Ben Yaimai, Me'ene Adeshu Ben Yaimai, or it's a Stam knife. Ene Oyser Ela Kadeh Klipa. A Stam knife will only Asa Kadeh Klipa. So we learn here two things. Let's take the easier one first. If it's not a Ben Yaimai, it asks Kadeh Klipa. Now you may ask, why does Eina Ben Yaimai aser at all? So the answer is, because a knife, even Eina Ben Yaimai, v'choshish v'shamnunis al panav, be'en doesn't help them becoming Eina Ben Yaimai. And here we see that Duchin the Sakina applies, even on Eina Ben Yaimai, that a knife is considered to have be'en.
Is it double kosher?
That's one thing. We also see that the Mechaber is considering meat to be a Dover Kasha. That meat, we assume to be a Dover Kasha. Now, obviously, it depends. If you have a thin piece of salami and you cut it, I don't think anybody would consider it a Dover Kasha. If you have a roast beef, then it's a Dover Kasha. It would depend on the case, but we're assuming that it's something that can be called a Dover Kasha. Now, the Chiddush in the first half, I have to explain. The first half, he said, there's no Shishim, The knife is beleya bekulai. Now hold on a minute. We're talking here, there's no liquid. There's no liquid, it's not in a soup. We're talking here where it's just a knife touching meat. Now that's not bishul. That's the equivalent of tzli, of something that's going without a medium of liquid. And there we say in Siman Tzai Kufhei that it only goes kedei netila. That by tzli, if you take something, there's no liquid, and you roast something in a milchka pan, that it only goes kedei netila. It doesn't go bekulay. That's what the mechaber says. The mechaber there says, "Bamedvar mamurin. When do you need this? Shishim kshenogel atayfa tashul." If something is in liquid, so then you need shishim. This is simukh face of dalit. Avaliser becham bekarsh nofalat sli sheitzalei sheni oisel kadek netila shukayvi reichiv etzba. He said, "There's no liquid; things only go kayvi reichiv etzba." So why here is the mechaber himself saying that you need shishim against the knife when you cut a piece of meat? So the Shach explains that this is the third din of Dukkha de Sakina. That when you have something hot, which normally would only be Kedei Netila, if you have Dukkha de Sakina with it, you're cutting. So this is the third Chumra of Dukkha de Sakina, that it goes Bekulai. So that we have now three dinim of Dukkha de Sakina with three different levels of Isser. A Dover Kasha, cold, you cut a knife with a knife, it goes Kedei Klipa. A Dover Charif, cold, that you cut with a knife, it goes to the netila. A davar cham, hat, that you cut, there's no liquid, normally it would go to the netila. Now, it's going to go, it goes bekulai, and we're machbir on the duch of the sakina, that it should go bekulai, duch of the sakina, plus a davar cham. So that we learn now a third din of duch of the sakina. The shach does say a second shot, it could be that here we're talking about a davar shamein, Stam milch knife has butter, which is a davar shamein. Maybe that's why it goes bekulai. But he brings this as well, and I think this is accepted in the paiskim. That we have now a third din of dukkah de sakina. So these are. So this is the halacha here of the mechaber. That if you cut an, again the lamaisa, relatively simple. You cut a piece of hot meat with a milch knife. If it's a ben yaimai, you need shishim against the knife. If it's a ena ben yaimai, you need kedei klipa. And here's the question. What do you think the din would be? You picture, you're making a barbecue, you have a hot steak, and someone cut it with a milchika knife. So you tell him, let's see, is it a ben yamei or not a ben yamei? You call a rav. The rav tells you, ben yamei, ain't a ben yamei. He says, probably ain't a ben yamei. Ain't a ben yamei, you have to take off kedei klipa. Say, okay, I'll take off kedei klipa. You walk back into the kitchen, your wife says, no, that knife was a ben yamei. You call the Rav and say, uh-oh, I'm in trouble now. It's a ben yaimai. So the Rav says, do you have shishim against it? Say, I do have shishim. He says, okay, now it's mutter. It became more kuladik all of a sudden. It just became more kuladik. When it was an ein ben yaimai, the Rav said, take off kedei klipa, right? The Rav is reading the mechaber. If it's ein ben yaimai, it's kedei klipa. But if it's ben yaimai, if there's shishim, then it's mutter. Yeshkayach. She's a ben yaimai. It got better all of a sudden. Huh? Could it be such a thing? What? And if there is shishim? Shishim in which case? Ben yaimai and a ben yaimai? Dana ben yaimai. But ain't a ben yaimai, even if the shishim is a kedei klipa. Because ain't a ben yaimai, it doesn't go anywhere. It only goes in the klipa.
What's called ben yaimai by milk tonight?
It was used in hot milk within 25. It's rare. Milky kelim are rarely a ben yaimai. It's shy. You can cut a pizza, or you can put it in. It's possible. It's rare. It's very rare. I agree. But in this case, I'm asking you. So the Bach and Taz is the kasha. It's not my kasha. What?
Shamnunis. So it means the bleus of the knife can travel further into the meat than the shamnunis on the surface of the knife.
The bleus can travel further in the meat than the shamnunis on the surface. Because the shamnunis on the surface is a tiny amount.
It's very small amount.
That's what it seems. Now, the most logical answer would be that you're right, you need to take klipa by shishim too. And that is machlekes the Bach and Taz and Taz Yud Gimel. And because it's late, I guess we'll stop here. Maybe we'll come back to it briefly in Yitzhak Shem next week.